grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The theme of Advent is watch and prepare. Someone is coming. No, not that one. The one we're to watch and prepare for is the coming of Jesus Christ. During Advent, we speak about the three comings of Christ. One, he came as a baby in Bethlehem in accordance with ancient prophecy. Two, he comes to us here and now in word and sacrament. And three, he will come again in glory at some time in the future. We don't know when that will be, so we must always be ready for his return. Now, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus is using the example of Noah to help us prepare. In the days of Noah, people were not paying attention to the word of God, and they were ignoring Noah's preaching. They were given fair warning and an invitation to repent, but they would not. And so they were visited with a devastating flood. Out of all the people on the earth, only Noah and his family, eight souls, were saved and survived. Now, back in those days, the world was not heavily populated, and everyone tended to live in the same general area, but it was becoming more and more wicked. All the people spoke the same language, so there was no excuse for people saying, "I never heard the word of God. I wouldn't understand it if they spoke it." No, they heard it. They did hear it. And they could not have missed that while Noah was preaching to them, he was also building a huge ark on dry land, far from the sea. Yes, we know that Noah preached, because in 2 Peter 2, he is called a preacher of righteousness. So everyone seeing the ark heard Noah tell them why it was being built. As a preacher of righteousness, he was calling upon the people to repent. Just as many curiosity seekers followed Jesus to see what would happen next, people no doubt were watching and listening to Noah. He would invite them to repent of their sins and accept the grace and mercy of God. And they undoubtedly went away snickering. "Okay, Noah, you keep on building, you keep on preaching, and when it starts raining, we'll talk to you then." Well, the building of that ark was a very long window of opportunity for people to take heed. You know, on his way to the cross, Jesus warned people to repent while the wood was still green. Now, obviously, Noah's sermons and his shipbuilding were not taken seriously until it started raining. Well, then the wood was no longer green, was it? The window of opportunity was closed. And this still applies to us today. Too many people do not take God's word and sacraments seriously. But when Jesus returns, they will. Only then it'll be too late to repent. Today, the window of opportunity is open, but it will one day close. And that day, that hour, has not yet come. I've always found it interesting that the ancient church fathers, in many of their sermons and writings, they said, "We don't know when Jesus will come, but wouldn't it be great if he would come on a Sunday when all of God's people are at worship and in church?" Well, I suppose that would be nice, but we just don't know when he's going to come. But if Jesus does come when we are at worship, look at our ceiling. It was deliberately built this way to remind us of Noah's Ark. It looks as though you're looking at the bottom of one of those old wooden sailing ships, the old Ironsides that you're familiar with. The looking up at the keel and the outriggers and all that other stuff is a reminder that here you will find safety and salvation in the Ark of Christendom. Here in church, the word and sacraments deliver salvation. The Jesus who came once as a baby and will come again in glory is the same Jesus that's present for us right here and now. I'd also point out our small stained glass window in that back corner of the church, the smallest of our windows. It is the symbol of Christian hope, which is the anchor. And that comes from Hebrews chapter 6, which says that hope is the anchor of our souls. And it also has the Luther seal on that window, which is the name of our church. Hope, the anchor of hope. Hope, Lutheran Church, the Luther seal. So our symbolism, just being in church, is a reminder that our Lord is coming again. We hope for his return. When we look at that back window and when we look up at the ceiling, we remember Noah's Ark. These are symbols that we should take heed of. They're not decorations. They're grounded in biblical teaching, and they remind you to meet Jesus here in word and sacrament so that you can meet him hereafter in eternity. Now, Jesus remembered Noah when he preached. He said, as in the days of Noah, people would be caught off guard, and they'll be caught off guard at our Lord's second coming. Then Jesus used the example of one person being taken and the other left. Now, the scripture is teaching here that when Jesus returns, it will be sudden, and it will result in the immediate end of all human history, all the world. As St. Paul says, when Jesus returns, it'll be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's not going to last for 1,000 years before or after. It's going to be over just like that. Now, this passage about in the days of Noah, about one person being taken and the other person left, this does not refer to the common but false teaching called the rapture. We often hear people say, are you ready for the rapture? Well, ignore anyone who talks about that. This passage has to do with your faith. At the second coming of Jesus, this verse is teaching, some will be found faithful, heeding the voice of God, and they will be saved. Others will not, just as in the days of Noah. Now, the season of Advent gives us the voice of great prophets, Noah. And next week, you'll hear about John the Baptist. Noah was one of the first of the prophets, and John the Baptist was the last of the prophets. Both of them were preachers of righteousness. They urgently called on people to heed God's word and to repent while there was still time, while the wood is still green. Remember the first of Martin Luther's 95 theses? He wrote, when our Lord and Master Jesus said, repent, he willed that the entire life of a believer be one of repentance. You see, the hour is coming when it's going to be too late to repent. Right now, the wood is still green. Right now, the ark is still under construction. We don't know when Jesus is going to return. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Jesus hasn't said when. And that's a good thing, because it keeps us all the more watchful. But to help you in your watchfulness, Jesus says, look for several signs that will be associated with his second coming. There will be wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, signs in the heavens above, and natural disasters. And you know, this past church year, we've seen these signs. Wars continue to be raged. There are signs in the heavens, meteors. There was a total eclipse of the moon a couple weeks ago. Hurricanes and floodings happen regularly. Political turmoil is always with us. But these things happen all the time. Couldn't Jesus have been more specific? No. In the days of Noah, very clear preaching and signs were ignored and laughed at. The progress of the ark under construction was like a ticking stopwatch until it was finished. Tick, 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 tick. As the ark grew closer and closer to completion, it gave people a pretty good idea when the hour was coming. Tick, 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 tick. But they ignored it. And why would it be any different for people today? So during this Advent season, while most of us are preparing to celebrate the first coming of Jesus in Bethlehem, others could care less. They're doing other things. Celebrating Christmas is a good thing. Getting ready to celebrate and decorate our homes is a good thing. But also be watchful and well prepared for the second coming. The first coming already happened long ago. The second coming can happen at any time. And so God helps us to be watchful. He's always present for us in word and sacrament, so make use of them. You can never have too much grace. You can never have too much forgiveness, too much Bible study, too much worship, too much sacrament. Don't lull yourself into thinking that there's more time than there really is. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you could put off repentance and faith until it starts raining. Repent. The wood is still green. And God will be pleased to receive that repentance. God doesn't call for us to do things that he doesn't already give us the power to do, the desire to do. He loves to hear us repent of our sins and to cling ever closer to Jesus Christ. You and I are living in days that are just like those of Noah. Signs are given. Salvation is offered. The word is being preached. The blood of Jesus Christ still cleanses us from all sins. Our baptisms are still good and powerful. The gifts we received in baptism, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, are still with us. Forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation. God still calls, and God still offers mercy. One day it will be too late, but that day is not yet come. We are safely in the ark. So may God bless all of your holiday preparations. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us rise and we'll continue with the Te Deum on page 223.